There's a, so if you're a season's pass holder, you will have a what's called a WeCycle key.
The founder of Aspen's new bike sharing system, Mirta Mallory, is describing its features to curious passersby. She's standing at one of the program's new docking stations near an aspen grove on the edge of town. She runs her hand along the bike's heavy gray frame and proudly points to a basket on the handlebars and blinking lights near the pedals.
A nice upright position. The seat adjusts for most heights.
Adjustable seat.
Three speeds. Solid brakes. And it's a smooth ride.
Mallory says she's been regularly fielding questions about the new system.
It's been great witnessing kind of people's looks and people who walk by and don't even notice it's there, how integrated they are with the landscape. But also kind of a curiosity as to what is bike sharing and how am I going to use it?
The bike sharing system includes 100 bikes at 13 stations around Aspen. The idea is to check out the bikes for 30-minute intervals. They can be dropped off at a different station than where they were checked out. Mallory says the system's meant to serve everyone, from locals and commuters to visitors.
With over 100,000 visitors in the summer in Aspen, the bikes are an opportunity for our visitor community to experience town in a whole new way.
I just hold on the hook.
We have to be really careful so we don't drop them. Kind of hold them like a hamburger.
Chris Cohen works with young kids at the Aspen Center for Environmental Studies. Today, she's teaching a few preschoolers about box turtles. The Aspen resident is used to getting around town on her bike, but she's moving soon and will commute about 20 miles. So she's planning to use the bike sharing system.
I'm moving to Basalt. And I'll be coming up to Howland Lake pretty often for work. And I'm excited to be able to use the WeCycle bike program to get around when I'm up here working in Aspen.
Mirta Mallory is counting on people like Cohen to keep the system going. It's a new concept in Aspen, but she thinks it will work well here.
We have a very strong biking culture. We have an extensive bike trail system for getting around town. We now have bike lanes and bike sharrows, which everyone has probably seen. Not only do we have a very extensive bus system.
Bike sharing is catching on as the newest form of public transit in mostly urban areas like Denver and Minneapolis. Mallory says Aspen's system is a first for a small town.
Not only is it the first in a mountain town, but we're also the first rural community to have a bike share program in North America. European communities started in larger cities such as Paris and Barcelona, and then it's migrated into smaller resort towns as well. And so hopefully this will be the beginning of the trend in North America.
Already, she says, other communities have been calling her with questions about bike sharing.
I think it's a popular idea for a number of reasons.
Perry Burnap heads Denver's three-year-old bike sharing program.
I think at the heart of it, bike riding is fun and it makes people feel good and free, but it's also solving a number of converging social issues. It begins with congestion and a sense of place, individual health and stress management, air toxics and climate change, public health.
She calls bike sharing a movement with new communities starting programs quickly.
It's a complete rethinking of how we accomplish our transportation needs. It's all about the right tool for the right job, and cars are unnecessary and becoming less convenient for those short trips.
But these programs do run into hiccups. Last week, cyclists in Denver dealt with problems due to a software glitch in the Denver system, and in its second week of operation, New York's bike sharing system had computer problems.
Another unique feature of the Aspen system is that we have a built-in lock so that if you have to stop it somewhere between stations, you can go ahead and take the lock out.
Back at the bike docking station in Aspen, WeCycle founder Mirta Mallory finishes describing the bikes to some curious onlookers.
So there you go, you got the bike tour.
Yeah, we got the tour.
She's hopeful the program will get people thinking about how they get around.
We can begin to think of our own patterns and how we could quickly use a bicycle to replace perhaps a routine trip that we make in a car. And that slowly but surely one will start to be creative and think of how a bike can be integrated into one's daily lifestyle.
Aspen's system went live on Thursday. Already 80 people are signed up for season passes. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Marcy Krivenin.